Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are live here in the studio. I've been doing a little bit of traveling. Just came back from Barcelona, Mobile World Congress. Great show every year. But it's one of those shows you go hang out with 100,000 of your nearest and dearest friends. I'm actually back here in the studio to do the show live today, and then actually I fly out tomorrow going to Brussels. So, and I've got a bunch of travel coming up. If you want to know where I'm at, maybe we can meet up or catch up, just hop over to killinnovations.com, scroll down the right-hand side, and it'll list like some workshops and activities that I've got going on. I do apologize because it's not 100% of everything I've got going on, but those will give you an idea. Like, I've got New Zealand coming up, I've got Australia coming up, and I've got Japan coming up for an innovation tour, so check that out. So, today is a very exciting show for me. Today is March 5th. Now, do you know why March 5th is such an important day for me? Because going back to 2005, March 5th, that was show number one for Killer Innovations. Yes, show number one. So we have just finished up our 12th year of doing the show. That very first show, you can actually go back and find, you may have to dig a little bit, but you can search for March 2005 and it'll come up. And that very first show was recorded in the bathroom of a Marriott resort in Arizona. I was there on a conference and just literally put in a cheapo microphone, plugged it into my laptop, sat in the bathroom, just rambled on as a test, figured out how to post it, figured out how to carry all the little peripheral software pieces, and lo and behold, we were up and running. So what was the motivation? Why did I create this show? Well, the real show basis for the show, I give credit to a guy by the name of Bob Davis. Bob was my mentor. He was the guy who hired me into my first, what I would call, real professional job for a company called Deltac in Naperville, Illinois. And Bob was one of those mentors who took mentoring very seriously. It wasn't just about waiting for me to ask for advice. He took the mentoring process incredibly serious. And so as a result, he actually put together a program that rotated me around all these different jobs. So I was 6 months in engineering, 6 months in IT, or back then it was called IS, Information Systems. I've spent 6 months in HR, 6 months in marketing, 6 months I was out in the field doing sales. I experienced it all, did it all. And I'll tell you, that was the best experience I could have ever had, just from the standpoint of building really the foundation for my career. And later on in life, I'd asked Bob, how do I pay it back? How do I, all the time and energy you put into my career, how do I pay it back? And he laughed and he goes, you know, you can't pay it back. He's now retired. He lives in Arizona. He goes, you can't pay it back. You got to pay it forward. You got to mentor and invest in others. So as I got later in my career, I was always looking for a method to mentor. Now, I can mentor one-on-one, and I've done that my entire career. But I was looking for a platform that allowed me to mentor on a much broader scale on a unique skill set that I had built up and that I was doing as my day job that I thought others would be interested in, and that was innovation. So, the Killer Innovation Show. Now, the format for the Killer Innovation Show and how it got originally structured also had a second inspiration from Earl Nightingale. Now, back here, and if you're watching live on the video, I'm showing you a, yes, this is from like 1984. I still have them all, the cassette tapes and the booklets from Earl Nightingale. He had a monthly magazine called Insight. And back in 1983, I subscribed to these. This was $70 a month in 1983 dollars. And you got a booklet and you got a cassette tape. And Earl would present, you know, motivation, new management strategies, sales motivation, personal improvement, how to get over, you know, defeat and struggles and those kinds of things. I was glued to them. I still have every one of these cassette tapes. I don't have anything to play them on, but I have every one of these cassette tapes. In fact, if you go out online, if you go over to Spotify and you search for Earl Nightingale for Insight, some people, probably illegally, have ripped these up and put those up onto Spotify. You can actually find channels to listen to those. So you can listen to those and figure out why. But that was really what created the structure that I was interested in. Now, as a result of that, then I actually went through the whole process of experimentation. I just sat down and just stuck the microphone on my face and just started talking. And it was nothing more to it, just sharing kind of my day-to-day work in the innovation space, building innovation teams, building new products, building new services. And then Adam Curry found it. Now, Adam Curry, you know, some people refer to him as the Podfather. So he's the guy who basically created podcasting, for all intents and purposes, or I should say, he's the big name that really got it moving in a big way. He had a show called Daily Source Code, and he came across my show, because there was only a handful of us in the very, very early days of podcasting, and he promoted it on his show. And man, that just took off. That's where Killer Innovations really got some traction and got it moving. And also, it was the early listeners. I put it out there first day, you know, the first, you know, a couple of weeks after I put up the first show, I may have had like a dozen downloads, and that was it. But those dozen people, probably six of them, sent me an email saying, hey, really like the show, hope you do more of them, great content, hey, by the way, here's a question, could you answer that in the next show, those kinds of things. So it was also that really tight feedback loop, being able to be connected directly to the people that I was hopefully virtually mentoring them through the process of the show. That resulted in me becoming almost fanatical about the show. So in the first year, 52 weeks, we did 50 shows. Now keep in mind that each show was probably 8 to 12 hours of work between script writing, posting it, creating the RSS feeds, building all the interfaces. Because remember, in 2005, no tools existed. You had to do everything by hand. And then from that standpoint, we were off and running. And we've been at it, you know, ever since. And now, you know, during the middle part of the years when I took the CTO role at Hewlett Packard, you know, I wasn't quite as frequent. In fact, at some point I got down to where I was doing maybe a show a month kind of a thing. And a number of years ago, I actually just dedicated myself to saying, you know, I want to get back on track with the show. For me, it's a creative output too. The feedback I get from you is beyond anything I could ever hope for. And it's one of those situations where you get back much more than I think I give. You know, the comments, the feedback, the support that I get from you, the listener, is hugely valuable, hugely motivating for me. And I just want to say thank you. Because without you, we wouldn't have been successful. We wouldn't be here at year 12. And so with that, we've been off doing some experimentation. We tried a couple other things, right? We've had a Next Bench series, which was sponsored by Hewlett Packard, where HP has this thing called the Next Bench, where it's kind of a Bill Hewlett and David Packard term, where engineers are building the technologies for the engineer next to them. And so from that standpoint, it's about really kind of, you know, engineers talking to engineers. And the Next Bench series actually interviewed a whole series of HP alumni, people long retired but who had phenomenal impact in Silicon Valley. We've also done some segments we've experimented with. One was called Weak Signals. If you're an early listener to the show, we had one segment of the show called Weak Signals, where I was out trying to identify kind of things that nobody else had picked up on yet, but that were going to be big in the next coming years. It's one of those things that I like to do. I'm not always right. I'm kind of known for hanging it out there and talking about what the future is going to be. So we had the Weak Signal segment. We also had killer questions. Each of the early shows, we would talk about a killer question, a question that was really motivated to spark an idea that would then lead you to go create an innovation. And then we used to also close off the shows with quotes. Now, as you notice, we don't have these segments anymore. We're continuing to experiment. We're all about innovation, so we got to keep trying new things. And then probably the big news is July 5th, 2015, we launched the radio show, of which this now is part of. So we went from a podcast to being a nationally syndicated radio show. And so so that's kind of the history of where we're up today. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break here. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about this show and the platform that it's created and kind of the work that we have underway that's beyond the show that you may or may not be completely familiar with. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this short commercial break and continue the discussion on launch of Season 13 of Killer Innovations. Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are live here in the studio this week. We are also on Facebook Live. When we are live in the studio, when I'm not traveling, you can always watch the show live over on Facebook. And that also gives you a platform to ask questions during the show. So you don't have to sit there and be just a passive viewer of what we're talking about. You can actually ask questions. Now, today I don't have any guests in here. It's just me. But when we have, even when I'm here by myself or we have a guest, you can feel free to hop on over to Facebook Live and ask questions. And we always do those. We try to weave those in. And in some cases, we may get a little time bound, and we'll try to answer those during commercial breaks. And we've also been known to actually go long. We'll go past the end of the show on Facebook Live and continue to have answering any questions you might have on creativity, innovation, design, launching of products, starting businesses, whatever it takes from the standpoint of going with an idea and making it real. So what we're talking about today is we are launching season 13. Yes, we are just wrapping up the 12th year of this show. We started in March of 2005. Now, when I started the podcast, I would have never have thought that it would have been or turned into this big of a platform for me personally. And from that standpoint, you know, it's one of those unintended consequences that's turned out to be a pretty pleasant surprise. You know, probably the one that I'm most known for is my book, Beyond the Obvious. Beyond the Obvious, I had no concept or idea that I wanted to write a book. It turned out that I got contacted by a gentleman in New York by email through the website and said, "Hey, have you ever thought about writing your book? I've been listening to your podcast. You ever thought about a book?" And I said, "Well, you know, I don't know. Never really thought about it." But at that time, I was the CTO for Hewlett Packard. So I had an 80-hour week job. I was traveling 300,000 miles a year around the world. When am I going to find time about this? And he goes, "Oh, no, no, here, let me help you." Turns out this guy is an agent, very well-known agent in New York. He actually helped with a team go through the podcast historical content and help put together and structure a proposal, which ultimately then resulted in the book being produced. And the book now is in five languages. You can get in Chinese and Japanese, Korean, Portuguese, and soon to be Russian, I think, is the next language. And the book has actually turned out to be a great platform just from the standpoint of getting content. Now, keep in mind, the objective for the podcast and also the objective for the book is my role as a teacher, my role as a mentor, to help people win in this innovation, this creative economy that we are now in. Even if you don't realize it, you're in it. And the question now is how are you going to win? You can't just sit back and think you're going to win. You've actually got to get in there and win. So the book was kind of step one. If you remember back, if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, and in fact, I'll pull them up here. I'm sitting here at my table in the studio. There, in the early days of the show, I used to go through what was called these killer questions. And so this is actually the original killer question card deck. I typed them all up, put them into a Word document, and then I actually print them out. And so, this was the crude collection of all of my killer questions. What are killer questions? Killer questions are questions that will spark you to look at something completely differently, and then as a result, generate much more better ideas than you would otherwise. So here you see it in person, the entire killer question card deck that was done long before there was ever a book or any of the other materials. The end result, though, now is here is the current killer question card deck that you can now purchase, actually. And the killer question card deck has questions that are structured around asking you the question, and then on the back of the card are the sparking questions. So these are the 40 questions that are in the book in a form that allows you to use these very effectively with brainstorming groups, etc. Now, if you're a longtime listener, you're probably sitting there going, it's about time, Phil. We've only been asking for these for the card deck for 10 years. Yes, I know. I'm a little slow. Finally got around to it. Seth Taylor and the team at Stotion. Seth's been a longtime listener of the podcast. Him and his team up at Stotion, which is a design firm, went ahead and did the design of the entire card deck, box, everything, and I think they did a phenomenal job. But now you can get those. Now you can buy this. So about half of this, or probably a third of this, is now in here. This is volume one. We'll take more of these and create more volumes in the future. You can get these over at innovation.tools, which is the store that we've created, which is, again, another spinoff from the podcast, because people wanted more of my more access to some of my content, etc. And again, today, for instance, what I receive as part of my author royalties, et cetera, all those kinds of things, I donate to the charities. So it goes to Hacking Autism or Pioneer Education. If you're not familiar with those, you can go to hackingautism.org or pioneer.education. Spell out the whole word education. You can check out those charities and see. But the money that I get personally from my author royalties and all that, this stuff all goes to the two charities, so you can check that out. And so the podcasting by itself has just turned into a phenomenal platform. I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for you as being listeners to the podcast. But what it also has done, though, is it has opened my eyes to the challenges and struggles that you, the listeners, have in the roles that you play. Whether you are a senior executive trying to create innovations in an organization, you're someone low in an organization trying to get the higher ups to pay attention, you're an entrepreneur, you have an idea and you're trying to raise money, you know, whatever role you're playing, through your emails, through, you know, Skype calls, Zoom calls, all those kinds of things, I have learned a huge amount from the standpoint of what's going on from the point of view on the challenges for innovation. And so a lot has changed from 2005 until now. And so as a result, what I'm going to share in the next segment is I'm going to do this comparison of what's 2005 look like and what does we look like now from the standpoint of innovation. And a lot has changed over 12 years. So I'm going to share with you kind of my observations of what that transition looks like, and give you a little bit of insight of where we are today in the innovation economy. So don't go anywhere. We're going to step out, take another quick commercial break, And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation, one of the launch of this season, to give you an insight of where we are today and where innovation is going. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are here in the studio live. We are celebrating Season 13, the launch of Season 13 here for Killer Innovations. But before we hop back in to the show, I need to just take a moment and express my appreciation to our sponsors. Today's sponsor is Zoom. Now, Zoom, I've been talking about it. If you've been listening to the show, you've heard me talk about it in the past. They are this video collaboration technology that I'm actually in love with. I've been using it long before they even became a sponsor. We've been using it here in the studio ever since we went on with the launched the show back in 2005 or 2015, I mean. And then they came on as a sponsor, providing financial support so that we can keep this content available to you for free. So why Zoom? Well, I've tried them all. I'm big on collaboration. How do you innovate with teams over great distances without great tools and great platforms? Zoom is the tool I depend on. We use it here at Killer Innovations for the radio show. I also use it in my day job as a CEO with a team that's scattered all over the world. It is a critical tool. I am in Zoom in multiple meetings throughout the day, and it has changed the way our teams interact, and it's the way I interact with my teams, and I can collaborate with different organizations that are driving different innovation agendas. It's the only tool that I found that really works that well. So check it out. You can get a free account over in Zoom to try it out. Up to 50 people can participate, collaborate, and participate at any one time. Get that as a free account. So check it out. Go to killerinnovations.com/Zoom and check out your free account. You won't regret it. Trust me. So over the last 12 years, a lot has changed in the innovation game. It's not like it was in 2005, right? So I want to talk through a little bit about what has actually changed since 2005. Well, one is in 2005, nobody was talking about innovation, right? You might have a couple little press articles, etc., but it was something that was, it in itself was actually a weak signal. Now, everybody talks about innovation. Even if they have no idea what it means, everybody's talking about it. You know, over the last, 5, 6, 7 years, I've been collecting shareholders' letters. The letters that CEOs write at the front end of the booklet for their annual report that goes out to their shareholders. And I've circled how many times someone has said the word innovation. And believe me, it's hilarious, right? And that number of times the CEO talks about the word innovation and correlating to share price is absolutely meaningless. There's no correlation. It's become a buzzword. We went from nobody talking about it to now it's a buzzword that everybody wants to talk about it. At the same time, if you go back to 2005, there were almost no innovation consultants, right? And in fact, in 1996, when I launched a consulting practice called Tektron Group, which actually I still have that corporation, it's primarily the holder of my the copyright on my book, and it's actually the corporate parent entity that produces the podcast, etc. We our tagline was strategic innovations, and people just thought that that was like crazy. How do you do consulting on innovation, et cetera? Now, everyone is an innovation consultant, everybody. And it drives me a little crazy because we've got people out there who are claiming to be innovation consultants, but when you really drill down, They've never been involved in innovation. They haven't been part of taking a product idea and launching it. They've not been part of a R&D organization that's driving, you know, future impacts. You know, they've read about innovation. They're enamored by the concept of innovation. There's almost this aura effect around the word innovation. And so they're going to go hang their shingle. And basically, they're taking best practices from a bunch of different people and then putting it out there as their methodology. Here's the problem with best practices. If everybody does best practices and everybody's doing it the same way, which means it's mediocre, it's average. So that's my frustration with innovation consultants. There's just so many of them out there. In fact, what I've been focused on doing is actually working with people who coming from the innovation game who want to be consultants. And so I've been mentoring some, coaching some. I'm an advisor to a couple of companies who, people who I know and trust, who've actually lived the innovation life cycles, who've actually delivered market-changing innovations, who want to become innovation consultants. Those are the ones you want to listen to. The analogy I use is, would you have a doctor do major surgery on a family member, and the only thing they've done is read a book? No. You'd want a doctor who's got the experience, who's done it, et cetera, to operate. Why would you do innovation any differently? Finding someone who's actually done it. So I'm going to get off my soapbox. Back in 2005, chief innovation officer wasn't even a term. Now corporations, you know, pronounce the fact that they now have a chief innovation officer. It's almost become a status symbol. And I actually feel sorry for chief innovation officers. I talk to a lot of them. They call me. They email me. I reach out to them when I see that they're struggling. You know, the average lifespan of a CINO at a large corporation is lucky 18 months, right? Lucky. Most of them don't survive because the innovation antibodies will just grind you into a pulp if you're not ready to endure through whatever that process is. Also in 2005, we didn't have many tools. There was no mechanisms for really identifying, tracking, measuring, what's the right metrics for innovation. None of that existed back in 2005. And in some cases, we published that in this show, and there's been actually a couple of companies who've taken content from this show and turned it into software products, whether it's what now is referred to as IMS, idea management systems, metrics systems, KPIs that corporations use to measure innovation impact. And hey, you know something? That's great. I love the fact that people are using the content and finding unique ways to do it. But now there are really some great resources out there and tools. You know, we've gotten to a maturity curve level for innovation teams to be able to procure tools to make the job easier. Because in 2005, let me tell you, it was a lot of heavy lifting. So that's where we've come from. What's the future of innovation? Where is innovation going now? And this is interesting just from the standpoint of innovation now is becoming a critical skill set. Innovation and creativity are absolutely critical for your career success. This isn't the situation where you can just learn it or just say intellectualize it. You need to learn it. I just read a study this morning that's predicting that 47% of all career jobs are at risk for automation. 47% of all jobs are at risk to automation. And that acceleration of those jobs going away starts to hit in 2020. So it's not that far away. And a lot of jobs that you think, oh, they could never automate them. So like doctors, lawyers, engineers, all at risk. Think about that. 47 jobs. It's like sitting there in your office and looking at the person next to you and saying, one of us is no longer going to be employed. So what is the skill sets you need to have in order to have success as new technology waves come in? In this case, automation, artificial intelligence, machine learning, all the buzzword terms that are out there. What skills do you need to have in order to be successful? Future success will depend on your ability to generate ideas. Ideas that others will execute. And that includes AI and machine learning. Who's going to come up with the ideas to tell the artificial intelligence what to do, to tell the automation systems what to do, right? It's going to, the value for people to have as far as being able to secure a job and keep a job is going to be on your ability to generate ideas, to be an innovator, to unleash your creativity, your human ingenuity, to generate ideas that continues to create value. Skills-based is subject to being replaced through automation. Creativity innovation is not optional. If you are to survive this transition as we go into the innovation economy, as automation takes over the current jobs, you need to build that skill base today. That's what the future is going on, and that's what we're going to focus on going forward in this show, is to make sure you're successful in those job opportunities going forward. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk specifically about what we're going to be doing in the Cure Innovation Show in Season 13 to get you ready to win in this innovation economy. You are not going to want to miss this discussion, so we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You are listening to Cure Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Cure Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline.
They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are wrapping up this show. We're talking about the launch of Season 13 for Killer Innovations. We just wrapped up 12 years of the show. We've talked earlier in the show about kind of how we got started and how we got to where we are today. Now, as a nationally syndicated radio show, we still do the podcast. But what is it that's coming up next? Now, as I talked about earlier in the show, innovation and creativity are critical skills. 47% of all jobs that are out there today are at risk to being eliminated by automation. 47% of all jobs. What are you going to do? Future value is going to be derived by those individuals who come up with the new ideas. Come up with the innovations. The innovations and ideas that maybe even AI and automation and new technologies will implement, or totally new kinds of businesses that they get created. Look, when the automobile came out, it wiped out the horse industry, right? Those that made horse collars and buggy whips and all those kinds of things, right? Are you going to be in the buggy whip side of that equation, or are you going to be the ones creating the new things? So innovation and creativity is not optional. It's a critical skill. You need to learn it. My mission, and it's been my mission for the last 12 years, and my hope is it's my mission for the next 20 years, is really to help you win in the innovation economy, right? This is what's happening. This is a new economy. The new way value gets created. We're the information knowledge economy is going away, because guess what? With artificial intelligence, that economic model of information and knowledge is going to go away. It's going to go away here really quickly. We are transitioning into the innovation economy. You need to be equipped to win, whether it's you as an individual, your career, your ability to provide for your family, to have career success, and for the organizations that you are part of, or in some cases, you may be a leader in an organization. You need to win in the innovation economy. You need to have a strategy today. My mission, like I said, for the last 12 years and for the next 20, is to help you win. So how am I going to do that? Well, one is we do it by this show, right? We've been doing this show now 12 years, starting season 13. We've got some new things we're going to experiment with the show, new formats, new segments. We always are experimenting. Look, we're about innovation. Innovation's about experimentation. Not everything is going to work out right. You'll let us know what you like and what you don't like, and what's helping you and what's not helping you. What I need is your feedback. In addition, I've been reaching out and we've put together, we announced this a couple weeks ago, something called the Innovators Network. You will see other shows come in that have an innovation theme, but that bring maybe a different perspective to innovation. First show in that just recently joined is Kim McNicholas. So Kim McNicholas on Innovation is a Friday show. It's on KDOW in Silicon Valley. Podcast comes out Friday night. So you can go over and find that over on iTunes. And Kim covers a wide range. She's an Emmy Award-winning journalist from Forbes. She used to run Forbes Video. She ran video at Pando. She's very well known in Silicon Valley. Phenomenal. She's been on the show many times here. So if you've been a long-time listener, you've heard her before. I go on her show a lot. She has joined the Innovators Network. So the Innovators Network is now distributing her show and syndicating that out to get it to a broader reach. Stay tuned. We're going to be bringing other innovation shows. We're also working on video training. We are doing a pilot effort with a very prominent website where we're taking some of my content, putting that into video form as kind of a training mechanism for chief innovation officers, CIOs, CTOs, those individuals that play a strategic role in the organization. So stay tuned. That we're still in the early stages for that, but we're going to try that out, see how video training is. We're also recording some of my workshops that I'm doing, and we're going to turn those into video training. So stay tuned. Those are also going to be made available. And then, obviously, we write a lot on the blog. So you can go over to philmckinney.com. You can check out the blog. With the Innovators Network, we're going to open it up to guest blogs. So if you're in the innovation game and you've got a story to tell, you've got a skill that can be shared that would be helpful to those in the audience here, let us know. You can drop an email to mark@theinnovators.network. Spell out the whole word network. So mark@theinnovators.network with a subject idea that you're interested in, you think you want to write on, and we're starting to collect up guest posts. And we're looking for regular writers. If you want to be part of the network and actually share your expertise where we can all learn, that would be great. The other thing that we're doing, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint, so don't share this, you know, because you're listening to the podcast or you're watching on Facebook. I'm giving you an inside scoop here. We're getting ready to launch a community. Now, if you've been part of this, watching the show way back in the early days, you know we had a community back then that was actually pretty good, hard to maintain. You know, I just ran out. Two arms, two legs, 24 hours a day. I was a one-man shop trying to keep it going. Now with the Innovators Network, and I've transferred and granted 10, the exclusive worldwide license to all of my content, everything, and there's a team behind 10. So now I'm freed up to be able to support more ways to reach out to you. So we're setting up a community. Think of it as kind of a community slash virtual mastermind kind of model where you will have an opportunity to interact with leading innovators from around the world. We already brought together kind of an early beta group so far, so stay tuned. That's going to get announced. It's going to be limited numbers, so when we announce it, you're going to want to hop on and get signed into that. So that's coming up. And that's another way for me to have more direct mentoring, and you'll have access to myself, people like Kim McNicholas, other prominent innovators from around the world, to be able to engage in that community, have ongoing dialogue, ongoing support. So those are some of the things that we've got going on. We're continuing to do the shows. We're adding more shows, but not overlapping. They're going to be very specific, like a med tech or health tech, health innovations, those kinds of things. Video training, stay tuned that is coming. The blog, read over at philmckinney.com. But if you want to be a guest blogger, contact Mark over at the Innovators Network. And stay tuned. We've got some really exciting news on the community and on the mastermind. And so hopefully you found today's show interesting. It's been great for the last 12 years. Like I said, we're ready to do this for the next 20 years. So thanks for joining. Give us feedback. Drop me an email at phil@killerinnovations.com. And remember, don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Get out there. Keep on innovating. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.